recently went to a conference that it was heavily focused on AI. My main goal for that was to get a better understanding of how businesses are using AI and to talk to different engineers at those companies to see what their day-to-day looks like, because there's so much that's being said online, like on Twitter, for example, that is amplifying this messaging that developer jobs are being completely replaced by AI. I personally haven't had that experience. I think it's a great tool, but I still think that there's a lot that we need to learn and that it's not replacing learning. I wanted to put that to the test by asking other people that are working at big companies like Disney and Linear, AWS, and get their thoughts on what that really means. The overarching conclusion that I came to, and this surprised me, was they feel comfortable using AI heavily at their place of work because they have experience to back it. So I think this is part of why we are seeing a lot of big figureheads in the software development space on Twitter, for example, that have multiple decades of experience that you could say are some of the, not quite founding fathers necessarily of software engineering, but maybe of the modern software engineering processes as we know it. And a lot of them are leaning really heavily into the using AI. We're looking to them for direction on this, but they're giving a bit of a skewed example of how you can use AI because of their experience. The resounding conclusion that I came to is that if you are newer to programming or you're trying to learn something, AI cannot replace that. You still need to run into the walls to understand why certain optimizations exist, why you wrote bad code that is now no longer maintainable, and you have to completely restructure and pivot. Those are not able to be replaced by AI. What it can do is it can facilitate bringing you access to different resources. You can use it as an assistant. A lot of the senior and staff engineers that I spoke to at this conference said that a lot of their day-to-day does look like reviewing other people's contributions to make sure that it is still up to their standard, which still requires that upfront learning. If you are in university, if you are a junior, I really hope that you don't get discouraged or abuse this tool, because you're still gonna have to learn these things and it's gonna catch up to you if you don't. So the whole "you're not gonna make it if you don't use AI" rhetoric doesn't necessarily hold true. I do think that it can give you a lot of speed, but strong foundations are timeless. So do make sure that you're still learning. Do make sure that you're still challenging yourself so that your brain doesn't get complacent.